It was the year of 1673 when the woods along the great Mississippi River heard a sound they had never heard before. The white man had come to Iowa.
Kaskaseka.
Live from the Five Flags Theater in Dubuque, Iowa, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Clyde Stubblefield on drums, and Chris Mertz on sax. I'm Jim Packard. In this hour of What Do You Know, John Sutter and Lee Jackson from the Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium, and Mississippi River folk singer Jim Post. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Now, certainly not the first canned ham they've had in Dubuque, Michael Feldman.
Hello, Dubuque. How are you? Thank you for having us. Great to see you. Thanks for having us down, or across, actually. Down and across.
Down and across.
Yeah, go down and across to get here. It's, of course, Dubuque is the southwesternmost point in Wisconsin. Only separated by the mighty Mississippi, ladies and gentlemen, between us. All part of Greater Platteville. John's neck of the woods, Greater Platteville. Of course, they put the casino right at the end of the Wisconsin Bridge. That goes without saying. So you head back to Dickeyville without one, you know. But we came in, we headed straight for the River Museum, and Clyde headed straight for the casino. So it's conveniently located adjacently. Very nice. Perfect for family vacations, you know. You got the kids get the River Museum, the parents get the casino. Excellent planning. Amazing exhibits at the River Museum, I must say. I had no idea there were Komodo dragons in the Mississippi. And I'll give you a hint, we're going to have one here today.
Right on stage.
Yeah, yeah, they caught them earlier in the week. And on light tackle, too. It was just a
6-pound test.
Oh, yeah. They go for those mayflies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They love mayflies.
Yeah. Well, you don't call them mayflies, do you? Fish flies. Okay. All righty. We were going to take the elevator, you know, that was on our itinerary for things to do, but Jim said once they get you in there, they charge, it's free to get on, but they charge you $1 to get off. So we decided against it. We had a little trouble getting a hotel because the dock dogs are in town. It's a huge event, the dock dogs.
Yep.
Yeah, they're everywhere. They booked the Grand Harbor and the Hilton Gardens. It's filled with dock dogs, actually. And they're lined up paw to paw at the slots at the Mystique. Everywhere is dock dogs. Or all the Victorian B&Bs are booked for same-sex events. Especially the Hancock. And there is... So, but the Hamptons, very nice.
It's very,
very
busy.
We're
yeah.
happy there. Vending on every floor, ladies and gentlemen, at the Hamptons. And in all the Dubuque and Iowa news that isn't, the Dubuque stimulus package, $1 beers and $1 wines at the Dollar Dish. The University of Dubuque to use the $30 million bequest for $30 million dishes. The Loras Duhawks beat the Dubuque Spartans in the Dubuque Bowl. Presbyterians must leave town. That's just the way it goes every year. Sometimes the Catholics leave, sometimes it's the Presbyterians. And for many, the Dubuque Bowl is the first Catholic or Presbyterian they see in their young lives. So, quite an event. Homecoming at Wartburg going on this weekend. That's a pretty exciting event. No dance at the seminary, I guess, but... Tonight, free time in Dubuque, ladies and gentlemen. That's on the agenda. More likely East Dubuque. For a little intense sharing and reflection. But watch out for the OWIs, guys. You know, operating while Iowan. Just kidding. You can get a deferment from that, though. That's the good news. In other news, the tri-state area is rebranded as the Axis of Iowa. A little catchier. Iowa license plates are going to be reversed now. They're going to put the Des Moines skyline in the foreground and the pig farm hovering overhead. A little more accurate. The highway barrier cables mistakenly placed across instead of alongside the interstate. That was another Culver idea. He's made a few slip-ups. He'll be the first to admit it. Those barriers are supposed to go alongside Jim, not across the lanes.
Parallel to
them. Not across the lanes, is what I meant to say. Sarah Palin comes to Iowa to put lipstick on a pig. And I'll tell you, are there any candidates coming? Plenty. Okay, all right. You try this. You think it's so easy? There are epithets flying in the governor's race. Why don't they flame one another on Facebook like real men, ladies and gentlemen? Culver's culture of corruption is going to be tough to beat, you know. Perhaps Branstad's bazaar of buffoonery? I don't know. Have to work on that, I guess. Branstad accuses Culver of having been made from stem cells. And Branstad said he would cut the budget by 50% by exiling all the Democrats across the Mississippi, and it becomes Illinois' problem. It'd be the tri-state diaspora. Criticized for his flood relief efforts, Culver notes Iowa's underwater for 3 out of 4 of Branstad's terms. In the Senate rate, Grassley says Conlin's attack adds, quote, suck teat. Conlin takes it personally. And still other news, most of the jobs on the Fort Madison, I can't read this now because I have tears in my eyes. I don't know why, I'm just crying. Most of the jobs on the Fort Madison prison go to Illinoisians, but so do most of the cells. So it's fair. Two same-sex Iowa judges marry. They're revamping the greyhound racing. They're going to use squirrel monkeys as jockeys. They were going to try pig racing instead of, you know, but they only pay off in Oreos, so it's not a big attraction. Or how about camel racing would be a good thing here, because then you can defend it on cultural grounds. Hey, it's cultural. That's like goat's head polo, you know, it's cultural. That's how we do it. Retired greyhounds don't make great pets, but out the gate and they're gone, you know, that's especially if you happen to have a mechanical rabbit at home, you know, just they don't. Yeah, it's not good. In other news, ethanol levels in gas to go to 100%, and they throw in a case of Orville Redenbacher's. Thank you. I don't know where you are, but thank you, and come back again. The price of corn has gone so high now, farmers are turning to caviar for feed. At the polls, Iowans will have a chance to vote yes for an unfunded conservation fund or no for an unfunded unfund. Yeah, I know, John. She sent him a John Deere letter. I got that one. Worked that one in there. Non-resident hunters to be allowed to shoot non-resident deer. Watch out, because muzzle loader season begins today, so keep an eye out for Civil War reenactors. And there's more than you think, you know. The governor's one Iowa cut back to one half Iowa. Okay, I'll take it out. Thought I'd get a bigger laugh than that. The governor does not appear to have one unlimited future, however, that's. Voters want a change in the form, of course, of a 5-term governor. Nothing like change. If churches manage to remove 3 Supreme Court justices, the court vows to remove 3 senior pastors of their choosing. Loras College buys Cox Street despite the separation of church and street. And finally, and I mean that sincerely, figures show most Iowa same-sex marriages are bachelor Norwegian farmers from Minnesota. Woe be gone no more, ladies and gentlemen. That's all Dubuque and Iowa news. That is it. Thank you so much. Okay. And then I see where the Mongolian grill shut down. The Hi-Ho.
The Dubuque restaurant.
Yeah, but now it's they replaced it with the Ho-Hi. I think this is a family dispute. And the Mongolian family there. You know, because it's a very similar name.
Very similar, yep.
It's like Fleet Farm and Farm and Fleet, you know? They got an old family thing there. Or the Bright Box. What is it? There's two Bright Box places, and you can't find the one, you find the other, you know.